My absolute favorite place is the Jahrtausendfeld in Plagwitz, which is basically, it's a big empty lot, and so it's about the size of a whole city block, maybe two city blocks, and it's just grass and bushes and some little trees and people, and it's kind of like a it's like a pause in the city, where the city just kind of breathes for a second. Because it's empty, people go there, and so people start to congregate there, to meet there. People spend time just maybe having a pizza or having a chat with a friend or something, or sitting there in the sun in the evenings. A lot of people also hang out there and build little shelters, and they drag couches there, and they build little chairs, and they kind of like occupy this space, which I think is really cool. So we go there. I go there, for example, with my son, who's 12 years old, and we go there and play cards if it's not too windy, or we go there and eat a pizza, or we make dinner and we head to the field. Or we go there and have a drink maybe in the evening with some friends. Maybe we just go there and lie in the sun on a nice day. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. We just go there and spend time. I do, but I'm not sure if I can tell that story. But I do have one that I could share. So I went there, for example, already two times on my birthday, and just went there with a friend or two and just had a little picnic, and just really, really unspectacular, actually. Just sat there and enjoyed the fresh air and the people around, and just had something to drink. But one of the things I really, really like about the Jahrtausendfeld is, if you look at Plagwitz is being gentrified. It's becoming more and more expensive. Many of the older buildings are being renovated, and the people are being kicked out. And this is happening all the time. But the Jahrtausendfeld is like a space where this isn't happening at all. It's an empty space, and hopefully it's going to stay empty for a long time, and just be a place where people can go and just enjoy Leipzig. That's true. So the Jahrtausendfeld, it's not all. I think it's always like this. If you have a space which kind of has no rules, like the Jahrtausendfeld, that you do get some people who are hanging out and like consuming a lot of alcohol, for example, and basically just kind of being themselves as well. Because maybe for these people, there's also no other place to go. And so they go to the field, and sometimes the police do go there and they clean away the things that people have built, or they try to stop people from maybe consuming too much alcohol or something. But I think at the same time that the field also has a really good community of people who also watch out for each other. And it's also a Verein nowadays as well, where people go there and clean up, and they plant sunflowers, and they look after each other. And it's kind of also like a social experiment as well in Leipzig. What happens if you just let people do what they want to do? Yeah, I hope the Jahrtausendfeld will be there for a long time. It's been there, I think, since the turn of the new millennium, so 21 years. And I hope it's there for another 21 years or another 50 years. Let's see. Yeah, I think it depends on the local government, and it depends on the people as well, if they do good things on the field, maybe the field will stay.